Get snacking and get cracking with a snack that packs a protein punch. Pistachios are known for their protein power, fiber, and better-for-you unsaturated fats for a combination that may help you keep feeling fuller longer. Wonderful Pistachios is a good source of protein with zero guilt. Each one-ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. I love that they come in a variety of sizes and flavors, making this the perfect protein snack for any on-the-go adventure. Check out WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome, another day in the books, ending with fireworks once again. Sha'Carri Richardson, she did it. It's a lot.
She did it.
She came on the scene in 2019. There's been a lot of ups and downs. You could argue more ups than downs. And now she's currently on the ultimate high because she definitely threw it down. You know, enough of the introductions. Olivia, Gordon, day three podcast. How are you feeling? What's your thoughts right now?
Gosh, I just feel like as the days go on throughout this week, it just gets even more and more exciting. Because as you know, we're getting through those qualifying rounds. Now we're getting to semis. Now it's down to like getting the business done. Then we're getting the finals. So today has just been, I feel like, a whirlwind of emotions. There have been people that didn't make finals for certain events, people making finals. Sha'Carri Richardson, we just watched her 100. It's just, I don't want to say, like, there's just so much emotion going on for me. But how are you feeling, Gordon? Day three.
I'm feeling good. Apologies if you're hearing a little, like, sounds like someone is being killed by a chainsaw. They're redoing my fence in my backyard. So that's that noise, if you're hearing that. but anyway, it doesn't matter. The show still goes on. First of all, though, we want to thank our sponsors, Wonderful Pistachios. Like I say, if you're looking for a delicious and nutritious snack that packs a real protein punch, crack into a good source of protein with tasty, healthy, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachio contains 6 grams of protein, giving you 10% of your daily value. It's one of the highest protein nuts out there, but that's not all. Pistachios are also known for their fiber, better for you unsaturated fats, which may help you feel fuller longer. And Olivia, you know what the best part is? The best part is they come in a variety of flavors, sizes, perfect for enjoying with your family, friends, when you're going out for a summer adventure, when you're winning the 100-meter dash like Sha'Carri Richardson just did, dropping off your kiddos between meetings, whatever you're doing, fuel up, eat the healthy Stacy snack. Wonderful Pistachios will be your go-to snack. Go to wonderfulpistachios.com. to learn more. Now that's out of the way, though, it's Sha'Carri Richardson Day. August 21st, 2023 is officially Sha'Carri Day. And before we talk about the finish, let's talk about the beginning. Let's go to those prelims, the semifinals. Three heats. Shelly's in one heat. Julian Alfred's in another heat. They both get through. There was a little bit of a scare with Julian Alfred, potentially a false start, but luckily, that did not happen. But the big question was, what were we going to see in that second heat? You had Tolu, Sharika Jackson, and Sha'Carri.
Yes.
And you knew one of those three had to get third. Right. And in this situation, it was Sha'Carri. And it was mainly due because her start was awful in that semifinal. It looked like she just stood up in the blocks. She gave everyone basically a 0.1 second lead through 15 meters. But because she had two of the fastest women in the world to chase, it was pretty obvious once you cross the finish line around 10-8 that she was going to be fine. They tried to make it dramatic, being like, ooh, she's going to get knocked out. It's like, there's no way the third and fourth place women in the third heat are going to run faster than 10-8. So I knew she was in, but it made you think, okay, what now? Where will Sha'Carri be in that final? Because Otto Bolden said you never see a small Q 100-meter runner go on to win the final. And Sha'Carri just pulled that off. What were your thoughts during that hour after watching the semifinal prior to the start of the 100?
Definitely when, I guess they call it the Q room, where Sha'Carri was just staying back there. You could just see her just calm. And I think she probably knew in the back of her mind that she was safe. And like you said, top two go, one person had to be out. Sha'Carri just did not set herself up to be up there in the front, getting those top two places. And I think during that hour, she's probably thinking, this is the moment I've been training for. This is her first, and it's crazy to think we've been hearing Sha'Carri Richards's name for years now, but this is the very first time that she has lined up at a world championship final. So Sha'Carri Richardson has been very vocal that she has had all the faith and the trust in her ability, and she definitely executed that in the final. So I think during that hour, she was just probably saying positive affirmations, getting in the zone, just going over her race pattern leading up to getting into the blocks. Her start was so much better than what it was in that semi-round. She wasn't there in the beginning. It was pretty much Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, Sharika Jackson in the middle of the track, kind of separating themselves from the rest of the field. Jillian Alfred, who actually I was quite surprised by her performance. I had her as someone that was meddling. And she looked, gave us also another scare in that semifinal round. Did not react, but won her heat. I'm thinking we have seen Jillian Alfred put all the starts together this whole entire season. So I was expecting her to medal. And all of a sudden, all the way on the outside lane, closest to us on the screen, here comes Sha'Carri Richardson, sneaks in there. And I think she was surprised too. I was, to be quite honest with you, Gordon, I was quite surprised. As I did not see her come that 50, 60, 70 meters. She was not there yet. All of a sudden, she comes away with the gold doing Sha'Carri Richardson things.
I do think, though, it was a little bit of an optical illusion of her not being there because she was in lane 9 and the Jamaican 1-2 punch was in the center of the track. It was kind of visually hard in the beginning of that race to really understand where Sha'Carri was in relation to the people in lanes 4 and 5. And I think because she – normally when you're in 100, you're next to your competition. You know if you won. There was no reason for her to know whether or not she won or not because she's kind of out in the middle of no woman's land. She's just by herself in lane 9. The runner in lane 8, I'm not sure who that was way back. So there's just so much for her to really truly understand if she had the win. And I think that might have helped her. I think It was like, I'm kind of running by myself. I'm not running up against the greatest of all time in Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce. I'm not running up against two of the top all-time runners in Talu and Jackson. She kind of got to be in her own zone. And I think that allowed her to run her race, no distractions. And it wasn't like she ran a time where, oh, she runs 10-7, but she got the win because it happened to be a slower field and the depth wasn't there. No, she went out and ran 10-6. There's no asterisks to, it was just a weird race. Some people weren't in their prime. Yes, you could argue Shelly-Ann, not 100%, but does a 100% Shelly-Ann run faster than what Sha'Carri ran 10-6-5, even at this? No, like, she wins this race regardless of situations, I think. 10-6-5 is going to win 99 out of 100 times, unless it's like the Olympics from 2 years ago. So I think she found a way to have a win, get your first gold, have the time, and have the victories over four all-time runners in Jackson, Fraser-Pryce, Talu, and Alfred. That's the trifecta there. Time, win, and head-to-head. Sha'Carri Richardson is the fastest woman in the world. Now,
she is.
it took her 4 years to get that crown. There was times when we thought we were going to get it in 2021. Then we're like, oh, 2021 was weird because the whole stupid banning of the marijuana thing, which was all bullshit in the first place. 2022, you feel like you're going to get it. Then she has that bad USAs. But now, this is the Shakira we thought we would have basically in 2020, post, you know, 2019 NCAAs, when she officially left LSU as a freshman. And it just took us 4 years. But now that we're here, she's going to be the top dog in 2024 at the Olympics. She's going to be the top dog in 2025. She'll still be in her 20s when you get to 27, 28. She's going to be – she's on top of she's on top of the mountain. And
yeah,
it's going to take a lot to pull her down. And there are some people out there in different countries who thought it was all fool's gold, that she'll never get to the top of the mountain. It's all like, oh, you almost had it. You can be on your little mole hill. But there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Shakira Richardson is the fastest woman in the world. And we just saw why. We saw why 15 minutes ago.
Just incredible. And I have to agree with you on the statement you made, because I was actually about to ask you if you felt like her being in that outside lane, if that was more beneficial to her, knowing the eight women to her left are the top runners in the whole entire world, but she has her own lane, no one else to her right, by herself, in no man's land. I think that worked in her favor. So I think her getting third and grabbing one of those outside lanes, I think it helped just mentally knowing there's no one else pressuring me.
Is she doing like galaxy brain 3D chess? Is like, I'm purposely going to get third in the semis so I could be in lane 9 in the final. She's thinking so many steps ahead.
I know. It was just insane. And again, gave me a little scare. I was like, oh goodness, what is going on? But she did what she needed to do and got a little cue and ended up getting gold.
Yeah. And the big five, they finished 1 through 5. There was no breaking up of our big five. We thought that was a big five ever since Julian Alford came onto the scene indoor season all the way back in March. And that held form. And there was an argument for all five of those women to win, all five of those women to medal. Two of them had to fall, be on the outside. And they all had different reasons. I would say the most surprising woman that I think not medaling was Tolu. I thought Tolu showed consistency all season long. She was undefeated in the 100. And then she gets fourth in this final. You could argue Julian Alfred getting fifth makes a little sense because the collegiate season, a lot of racing. But Tolu, I thought, was one of those. She's for sure going to at least finish second or third. So I was most surprised about Tolu finishing fourth. And you know, at the end of the day, Shellyann deserves always a standing O, getting another medal at her age in her shortened season. You know, she's still running legit times. Shellyann is still going to be a factor in 2024 if she decides to continue going on. I'm assuming she is. There's no reason not. You just got third. If you can get a medal now, you can get a medal a year from now. But I think Shellyann deserves a lot of credit for her shortened season, still being able to perform against the top women in the world. With all that being said, though, we got to give Shakira Richardson her flowers. She deserves them all. She was shocked. And she didn't have the typical reaction that she has when she wins races. It was a very unorthodox Shakira reaction. Did you feel that way?
I don't think she knew that she won it. Once I think it came up on the big screen, and the moment she was in it for a second, then she reacted. But typically we're just used, because think of all the races that Shakira has been in where we've seen Shakira celebrations. It's like a clear, broad as daylight, Shakira Richardson won that race. I can't say that for this final. It took a moment. It was almost like when I was watching it, like I said, I couldn't tell where Shakira was until the finish line. I'm like, wait, did she actually win this? Did Shakira actually win the gold in this event? Because it looked like Sharika Jackson was just going to continue just bulldozing down that 100 meters. It took a second, and then all of a sudden it came up on the screen, And I think for Sha'Carri Richardson, that was a moment that she wanted to live in and be like, wow, I just did this. Then we saw the reaction. Because think about all the other races she's been in that we've seen her just go after it as a reaction.
Yeah. I think Sha'Carri's is one of the most confident women in the sport right now. And you see it by the way, like she believes in herself. And even when she has bad races, she's like always going to like, I'll get it next time. Like she doesn't really have a lot of doubt, but I would argue even she would admit she's as confident, but she knew that like there was still an unknown if she could do this. She knew she could run fast times. She knew she could win USA's because she knew she could beat really good athletes because she's beaten Sharika Jackson at the Diamond League. But I don't know if she truly knew that this would happen because she was 0-0 in World Championship Finals. She's never competed at it. So she kind of just didn't know. She knew she had the ability, but there's still an unknown. And I think that 20 seconds of her just sitting there, kind of a little bit in shock, be like, oh, I can do this. My confidence is affirming itself now. It's processing. It's going through the brain cells. It's coming out. And then boom, then she just screams it all out loud and starts running around the track. And I thought it was kind of cool to see that happen in real time. Her like realizing those 4 years is kind of coming to a completion of like, okay,
yeah,
it was always a question mark. And if she would have got second here, which would have been really good, but if she got second to a Jamaican, that question mark would have stayed. Even if she got silver, which you should respect. First time at Worlds, get silver. You should get, but for her, it was you're either getting gold or you're a failure because of the way her story has been told. And so for her to be able to be on the good side of that, be on the gold side of that, just allowed her to like let loose. And now people are saying in the chat, we're going to see a lot of Sha'Carri for these next 5 to 7 years. I don't know if I will be willing to say that we're going to see like a Usain Bolt, Shelly Ann type dominance for 5 years. I still think there's going to be, because the women's 100 and 200 is so good. We're going to see, I don't think we're going to see perfection, but for sure we're going to see a lot of medals. We're going to see a lot of gold flavored medals. And I'm excited for it because now her career basically has started. Her career just began today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was a big, and long exposition. And
I know she's been very vocal about the belief in herself and how she doesn't allow other factors to kind of play a role. And I think her getting this gold today on August 21st, 2023 in Budapest is like what you just said, the start of something fresh. She's evolved into this young talent. The future looks very bright for US as long as Sha'Carri Richardson is doing Sha'Carri Richardson things. And I think it's going to be exciting to see what she does. Now, my next question is, just kind of moving forward, you know, world championships aren't over yet. So what do we do next?
Yeah, so now, okay. Sha'Carri looked really good in 100 at the U.S. final, but then got beat by Gabby Thomas. Sharika Jackson is amazing in the 200. So Gabby and Sharika are equally as world-class in the 200 as Shelly Ann, Talou, Alfred, and Sharika were in 100. It's going to be hard to say Sha'Carri is going to lose at 200. Now that she did this, you thought she was confident? We don't even know what confidence is now.
It's a whole other level right now.
She basically went from the confidence of being the number one draft pick in the NBA to the confidence of being Michael Jordan. Not that she's Michael Jordan because she's only won once, but Michael Jordan is the ultimate confident athlete, I would believe. You know, every time he was at the championship level, he won. But there's always a lot of confident athletes, people who are number one over. She went from, though, mentally to that level of I'm her. That's what I think she went from. Yeah. I'm going to be her to I'm her. And now I would be scared to run 200. If I was Gabby, if I was Sharika, I would be scared to run the 200 against her. Now, you know, she could lose because the 200 is her weaker event. So that is true. But Noah Lyles, the 100 is his weaker event. We saw what happened there. So it being your weaker event shouldn't mean much now anymore because we've now seen athletes in their weaker event go on to win. I don't know. What do you think? If you had a, if you had to guess, what's your top three order for that women's 200 now?
Oh, goodness. It's, I feel like it's a, for me.
It was easy to put Sha'Carri third, but not anymore.
I still feel like it's going to be a toss-up between Sharika Jackson and Gabby Thomas.
Really?
1-2 for
so
me.
You're keeping...
That, I'm like...
Ooh.
Sharika Jackson is like a whole nother beast in that 200.
Olivia.
And the way Gabby Thomas ran at trials was a whole nother level of domination. So that's why I'm like, those are my top two girls right now.
Olivia,
I don't
okay,
know
hold on.
If
it's three, it's 3:24 Central
yes.
time. Sha'Carri just won the world title at like 2:55. It took 30 minutes for you to now already start doubting Sha'Carri again. It just took 30 minutes.
I'm not doubting.
She's
I'm not doubting.
Been the world champion
just...
for 30 minutes, and now you're saying she's
Sorted.
Not gonna she's gonna lose to two women. What are we doing here, Olivia? Come on. 30 minutes? She was only the best for 30 minutes?
I'm going off of the patterns that have been stable. Sharika Jackson and Gabby Thomas, I feel like, are the front runners. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Stable? What about the stableness of winning the 100-meter title? That's pretty stable.
That is very stable. But I've seen what Gabby Thomas has done in that 200.
I have to.
And we've seen what
and
Sharika Jackson
for that
has
matter.
Done.
But now it's hard.
The confidence level
harder.
For Sha'Carri, though, has definitely raised the bar. Yeah, that's how I feel. I'm just so solid on those two picks. So do you have Sha'Carri Richardson now winning this 200?
No, I did not have that pre-Worlds. But... Now, post 100-meter dash worlds? I think I do.
We need to ask this question after the first round.
Each round. Yeah. Well, you know, even after the seventh.
We're
going
to come back
to
this question.
Days.
Yes.
No, I'm easily swayed. Clearly, I'll watch one race, and then all of a sudden, I'm like, I believe extreme things. And my new extreme things is... Sha'Carri went from, yeah, she could maybe medal in the 200 to now I think she's going to win. I mean, she has yet to – I think we're looking at that U.S. final in the 200 a little too rigid. I think Sha'Carri was – I think Sha'Carri is going to be a little bit of a different mindset, a different – fitness level in the 200 final here than she was in the 200 final at USA's. I think, because you remember Sha'Carri in the 200 semis was either prelim or semis at USA's. That was nuts. She would have done that in the final. I think she would have beaten Gabby. So I believe it. Sha'Carri Richardson is gonna win the 200. So I'm gonna put my money on that. Okay. Maybe I need to get my bet in now.
Good.
Oh, wait, hold on.
We'll then ask this question again after the first round of the 200.
Oh, the odds were taken down.
Your mind has changed.
Her odds are going to go way up, but I'll try to find a way to make that bet. All right. Sha'Carri, I'm excited. She's here to stay.
Yep.
Man.
I agree.
How many journalists in Jamaica or in America or anywhere – had the pre-written article about Sha'Carri like floundering. And they all just had to slowly click delete, because they couldn't publish it. They couldn't publish the Jamaica reigns again, never doubt Jamaica, or Sha'Carri falters. It's the same story over again. It's Groundhog Day for Sha'Carri Richardson. All that, all those written articles, we're never going to see them. It's like seeing those Super Bowl champion shirts they give to like a that gets to go to a third world country that you never see the light of day because they didn't win the Super Bowl. That's what all those Sha'Carri failed tweets have gone. They're all going to be saved in drafts forever. And I like it.
Yep. So. And we'll never see him again. But you know who also is here to stay, Gordon, as well?
Grant Holloway.
Of course. Three times.
Continue.
And three. I know Grant Holloway personally. He's a good friend of mine. I respect him. And I felt like he just, without any doubt, there was no doubt in my mind watching the semis today that he was not going to win gold. Even at trials, I already knew this. Prelims, I knew it. Semis, I knew it. Finals, 12-96.
If Broad Bell doesn't get DQ, doesn't crash in the prelims, that comp, it's a little different. Broadbell
no,
was the one
I had
guy
all
who could
faith.
Have beat Grant.
All faith.
Yeah, but you can have the faith, but there was clearly a guy who showed that he could beat Grant that wasn't on the starting line. Now, again, you have to get there. So there's no, I'm not trying to discredit Grant. Grant won, probably would have won if Broadbell was on the starting line because he ran low 12 nines. But he became favorite to like extreme favorite as soon as you look at that final field, I would say, right? He went from favorite to extreme favorite.
Again, no? I'm going to be like extreme favorite since walking into that stadium in Budapest.
Okay, so he went from extreme favorite to like super duper extreme favorite. How about that?
Sure. I like that.
Okay, there we go. Compromise.
But I must say, I want to give a huge kudos to Daniel Roberts. First world championship. Makes his first final. Gets his first medal. There was a lot of firsts for Daniel Roberts this meet. And he looked good. Like 13.09 for third, right behind Parchment, who got a season's best of 13.07.
Yeah.
I was quite impressed.
I think in the pod last night, or yesterday afternoon, I had a little doubt in Daniel Roberts because he didn't win his heat, remember? I was like, hey, you got to win your heat. He bucked that trend by beating Crittenden, who won his heat. Parchment won his heat. So I went two out of the three of the top four all won their first round heat. Daniel Roberts is the one who didn't, but still found a way to get his medal. And yeah, he's had so many false starts. He's had injuries. And for him to finally get it and put it together, it's pretty cool for Daniel. And I'm sure Grant Holloway is like the most, probably just as excited for Daniel Roberts as he is for his third win.
Yeah, I agree.
Hansel Parchment got the job done. I put money on him. I put $100. He got the job done for me. So I thank you, Daniel. I mean, Hansel, for giving me the money. But now Grant officially has like his clap back to Parchment, because remember, Hansel won in 2021, Grant got second. While Grant won in 2022, Parchment wasn't on that start line. He was a DNS. So Grant never truly got that global championship final revenge. Well, not revenge, or like second opportunity, and he got that. So now Grant and Hansel are kind of one and one against each other in the past two championship finals. And Grant is talking about three, 2019, 2022, 2023. But what do those three all have not in common, or all have in common that they're not? Olivia.
What?
None of them are at the Olympics.
Very true. Yes.
So
that will change next year.
Well, Grant always finds motivation in something. You got to think 2024 Grant is going to be different, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he's collecting the golds. But I think starting January 1, 2024, he's going to be like, I have zero golds. I have zero Olympic golds. So he's trying to get his first gold next year, which will be exciting seeing Grant kind of cosplay as, I'm just trying to get my first one, even though he's the most dominant guy the past 4 years.
Very true. I can see that.
Was there any other thoughts you had on that race or takeaways?
No, that's pretty much it.
Grant, also, I was kind of impressed that Grant ran as fast as he did. You know, we haven't really seen a lot of faster Grant time. I mean, he has run sub 13 a few times here and there, but we haven't yet to see like him turn 12.9 into his floor. And I think that's the next step for him. He's shown he can win. He's now, in the past four championships, he's 3-1, with the one being a second place finish. He's shown he can win. I think the next thing for Grant now is to show that he can have a time-wise dominance. Like, hey, every time I step on the track, I can sleepwalk a 12.99. And then when it matters most, I'm going to throw down the 12.8s. I think that's like the next version of Grant that we'll see, because, I mean, that's all that's left. He's got the wins. Now he's just showed the dominance in, I'm just at a different level. When I race, people are racing for second.
That's very true. That's a good way of looking at it. But would you rather have the times, or would you rather have the pure dominance against your competition?
Oh, pure dominance against the competition. For sure. But if he already has that, why rest on your laurels? Start getting some more stuff. You know? You know, it's like, hey, food was good. I'm hungry. I want some more food. You know? Get a little more extra dumplings on the side. Get a little bit of that seaweed salad. Some of that spicy mayonnaise covered sushi. That's what we want.
Steak.
He got to do his spicy mayo. Go for the spicy mayo, which is running 12.9 every single time.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see.
All right, so that's Grant's next step then.
Yes, spicy mayo on the 110 hurdles. That's what I want to see from Grant Holloway. We'll run through some of the heats. Not much action in the heats, I would say. Women's 400 hurdles. Again, this is another first round of 400 hurdles, just like on the men's side. On the women's side, we're not going to talk about it because nothing happened. Everyone went through. You see women who are 5 seconds faster than other women having to qualify. It's like there should only be two rounds for the hurdles, not three. But Femke Bol wins, you know, does her thing. All three women, American women, get through. A little more drama, though, in the men's 400 hurdles. We talked about how that third heat was the death heat, had the most...
Yes.
You know, talent, and it turned out to be true. Carson Wilholm in that final heat ran the fastest time. Roshan Clark breaks a U20 record, running 47.34. Trevor Bassett gets third in the heat, still runs 47.38, a PB, a personal best. This is a guy who is a medalist from last year. He runs a personal best and gets third in a heat. That's how fast that heat was.
That's a small Q. That's wild.
Crazy. CJ Allen, unfortunately, was the first one. He was knocked out because of that fast third heat. So only two Americans make it to the final, Benjamin and Bassett. So now that we have the field set, the big three, Ry Benjamin, Allison Dos Santos, Carson Wilholm, also throwing Bassett and Clark there. How do you feel the men's final is going to play out?
It's going to be sizzling.
Any hot take predictions?
Hot take. Well, Ry Benjamin also mentioned after his race that he knows it's going to be a fast final, and he's prepared for that. I have all confidence in Benjamin for this. We're home. 47.09, just ridiculous. And that was also, we should note, that was the fastest semifinal ever. To be run. Like, that's insane. So this is going to be a very fast final. Definitely could see Warholm and Benjamin obviously shaking things up, going head to head, fighting over it. I feel like it's going to come down to the last hurdle.
Yeah, that's, see, here's the prediction. Thing. Benjamin, I've been talking about this on the podcast. Like, Benjamin's one of the all-time great hurdlers, but he's in the era of Carson Warholm. It feels just not fair. Mm-hmm. And even if Benjamin runs a massive PB, Warholm's going to do the same, and Warholm will just be a little bit faster. I just don't see a way that Carson loses this race. I think we clearly have a separation of Dos Santos and Benjamin from the rest, but mm-hmm. I think Carson Warholm might give us something. I don't think we're going to see a world record. I think world records, he's going to save it for the Olympics. We'll get the world record run 1 year from now. But I think Benjamin's solidly going to medal. Same with Dos Santos, but I think Carson Warholm, seeing him run 47.0 in a prelim, come on. What are we doing here? That's stupid fast. So I'm excited, though.
It's going to be great.
Few other finals. Jaden Hibbert in the triple jump final. Obviously, yeah. You know him from Arkansas, broke the collegiate record, probably is going to win the Bowerman. Pulled up after his first jump, so he doesn't even finish in the top three, obviously. Zango ends up winning it. Will Clay finishes it in top eight. It was a Zango versus Hibbert, and as soon as Hibbert got knocked out, they were kind of like, all right, Zango's going to win this. We got to remember, Pichardo was not in this field. Man, thing I took away from this, obviously Zango, congrats. I'm looking for a healthy Hibbert, a Pichardo, and a Zango, all three, and I see three guys all jump 18 meters in the same competition, and it just feels like Carl Lewis in the long jump days, where you're seeing one, like, record after record. Like, you see, like, a round 4, 5, 6, just, like, everyone's like, holy crap. You see the world record broken twice by two different athletes or something like that. So I'm looking forward to 2024 triple jump. Hopefully, if Hibbert gets healthy and things look good.
Yes. I'll shake things up a little bit more.
And then men's discus, Stahl won on the final throw. He was in second, and he got it on the final throw. So that was pretty cool. A little dramatic there. I lost money on the discus throw.
I was just about to say, money. Did that mess up your bet?
Yeah, my goal was to go 4 for 4 on the bets. Okay? I had – let's go with my bet. So I wanted Weisenheidinger to medal in the discus. He did not. He finished like 7th. I wanted Tricky to medal in the triple jump. He finished 5th. Parchment, I had a medal. He won me money, so that was good. And then Alfred, I had a medal, and obviously she got 5th. So when I thought I was going to go 4 for 4, I went 1 for 4. And so now, after 13 bets, I am up $15. So I've gambled $1,300, and I've made $1,315. So I've only profited $15 on a $1,300 worth of gambling. So it's not that good. But I'm not negative. I haven't lost money yet.
You're not still negative.
Up $15. I'm $15 richer than I was Saturday morning. So that's fun. I can go get a Subway sandwich.
Yes, and
maybe a large drink and some chips. I'll get the Subway footlong. No steak dinners. Right now, it's a Subway for myself.
Yeah, it's not looking good for Amanda and I. I was really banking on the steak dinner.
But the steak dinner can still be possible because I have 4 new picks, okay? Tomorrow's Tuesday. 4 finals with the men's high jump, women's discus throw, women's 1500, and men's steeplechase. So this is where I'm putting my money. I have $100 in each of these events. I have $100 on Javon Harrison to win gold. He's plus 500. So I'll win $500 if he wins gold. The thing is, Barshim is the favorite from Qatar. But Harrison, man, he's undefeated in the high jump. And I think he could do it. And it'll be cool to see an American win the high jump. I don't know when the last time an American won a high jump. Do you? Do you know?
No, I don't know either.
I mean,
yeah, I think Harrison has a great chance of being up there.
Did Kennard ever win a medal? Eric Kennard? He might have won a medal, right?
Ooh, that's a great question. I feel like he has. A medal?
I'm going to Google. Yeah. See if Kennard's won.
I feel like he has.
Oh, he did. Yeah, Olympic gold. Oh my goodness.
Okay, yeah. 12.
So long ago.
There we go.
Sorry, Eric. I apologize. Yeah, he's won. He's only won one global outdoor. He's only won one global outdoor medal. It's 2012. He got two bronzes in world indoors. So, back to that. I think this is a chance for Javon Harrison to get gold. So I'm putting $100 on him. Women's discus. I don't know who this athlete is. I think Vali Armin's going to win, but I'm putting $100 on Vita to medal. Women's 1500. We have Hassan. Mm. You have Faith Kipyegon. I'm going with the Ethiopian Weltija. I don't know how to say her name. Weltejai. She was in that fast heat in the semis and was running neck and neck with Faith and with Hassan. So I feel confident she's going to medal. So I have $100 on her for medal. And then I'm going with an upset in the steeple. I'm going with Girma, the world record holder, to upset Bakali, the defending champion in the steeple at plus 150. So if those four hit, guess how much profit I'll have? I'll have $1,100. Ooh, so if I'm getting the $1,000 range, steak dinners, maybe two steak dinners, we're talking. So cheer for Harrison, Vita, Weltije, and Girma. And then maybe we'll get a steak dinner.
All right, let me ask you this question.
All right, what's the question?
Hassan or Kipyegon in this 1500 final?
So I wanted to gamble Hassan because Hassan is plus 1,000, which means I would win $1,000 if I just picked her to win and she won. But Faith, mm-hmm. I think, is – Faith is different. And Hassan has 10,000 meters extra in her legs that Faith doesn't. We got to remember that.
Yeah.
Hassan is so good. We forget she literally ran a 10K, and the rest of the field only had to run, you know, 3,000 worth of meters because two prelims. So I think Faith is going to win. I think Hassan for sure will be in it. I think Hassan will be within arm's reach of Faith up until the final 60 meters. And then I think Faith will just pull away. So we might get
world
our hope.
Record?
You might get your hopes up. No world record. No, I think it's going to be, I think it'll be like a 350. Tactical? I think it's going to be a tactical fast race. So I think it'll be like a 353 win, which is okay. Fast.
That is fast.
But it's going to be a really fast close. I think we're going to look at the splits of that final 300, and we're going to be like, damn. So that's what I'm going with.
All right. Gordon's thoughts. Love it.
Gordon's thoughts. Do you have any thoughts? Did Hannah Mall, the high schooler, qualify for the final?
You see, I think she did, clearing 4.65 meters to make the final. So super pumped about that. Go Hannah Mall.
You work on the miles beside. Are there any other high schoolers that are like American based high schoolers who are at Worlds besides her?
I think it's just Hannah Mall. Yeah.
Okay. So she's representing strong. She's in a good class because high schoolers who make Worlds, you know, Sydney did it.
Yeah.
Did Noah Lyles make Worlds? I don't think he made Worlds as a high schooler. I think it was the first year out.
I don't think he did either. I don't think he did.
Arian Knighton, obviously. So Knighton, yes, has done it. Vashti Cunningham, Sydney, mm-hmm. Hannah Mall now. So looking forward to seeing her do that. Tomorrow, we already talked about the finals, which are high jump, discus, women's 15, men's steeple. But some prelims we have tomorrow, women's 100 hurdles, men's 800, and then a couple more semifinals. But men's 800... that's going to be chaos. We have no idea who's going to win that. I don't even know how to preview a men's 800. You could talk about 30 different names, and each name would have a reason why they could win or finish dead last. So, but yeah, we'll be back live at 3 p.m. Day 3, complete. Sha'Carri Richardson, give her flowers. She's the fastest woman in the world. Next up, can she be the double champion in the 200? So we'll find that out in the coming days. Like and subscribe. Thanks, chat, for joining in. Olivia.
Gordon.
It's been good. See you tomorrow.